Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. House Bill 2 is now law. The measure that prohibits texting while driving was signed today by Governor Robert Bentley. During his press conference, Bentley was joined by Representative Jim McClendon, the House sponsor, and Colonel Hugh McCall with the Alabama Department of Public Safety. Colonel McCall said the new law is designed to save lives. He said texting while driving is a distraction, and distracted driving is impaired driving.
In fact, research indicates the level of impairment caused by texting is similar to that of alcohol and drugs. Now, sending or receiving a text message takes a driver's eyes from the road for approximately 4.6 seconds. Now, if we're going to add that to something that everybody can relate to, that's about the length of a football field that the average person is driving 55 miles per hour would travel while they were receiving or sending a text.
The new law will take effect on August 1st. Fines will run from $25 for the first offense up to $75 for the third offense. The Senate Finance and Taxation General Fund Committee passed a state operating budget today that would rely on state residents' approval of a constitutional amendment for it to balance. The amendment would allow money borrowed from the Alabama Trust Fund by the Education Trust Fund in 2009 be paid back to the general fund over 3 years. That money would be used to shore up the Medicaid budget, which Interim Medicaid Commissioner Dr. Don Williamson says has already been cut to ribbons.
10% in physician reimbursement, 10% cuts in dental fees, fundamental changes in optometric services for adults and eyeglasses for adults. Make 10% cuts in DME, independent labs, x-rays, other providers, reduce the adult prescription benefit. We are getting 10% cuts in maternity waiver contracts, or we're eliminating maternity waiver contracts. And even with all of those, I've asked the Medicaid agency to look at 10% employee reductions.
The constitutional amendment would be voted upon in the November 6th general election. The $1.4 billion budget now goes to the full Senate, where it is expected to come up for debate Wednesday. Newly hired public employees would pay less of their pay toward pension benefits and get smaller retirement checks under a bill for final passage in the Alabama House. The House is expected to consider the bill shortly after coming into session today that would set up a new pension plan for newly hired public workers. A new study finds a teenage driver's accident risk increases dramatically when other teens are in the car. The AAA's Foundation for Traffic Safety finds a 16 or 17-year-old driver's risk of death increases 44% when carrying one young passenger. The risk doubles with two teen passengers and is four times greater with three or more other teens. When there's an adult in the car, the risk plummets by 62%. In your sports news, four teams can advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs tonight with a win. The Pacers top Orlando 3-1 and play host to the Magic. Philadelphia can finish off Chicago with a win on the Bulls' home floor. Boston tops Atlanta 3-1 and looks to close out the Hawks this evening in Atlanta. And in Los Angeles, the Lakers are attempting to end their series with the Nuggets. They lead by the same 3-1 margin. Today, mostly cloudy skies with a 40% chance of thunderstorms in your highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, cloudy skies with a 50% chance of rain showers, your lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, keep that umbrella handy. Thunderstorms likely, your highs in the mid-70s. Look for a 70% chance of rain. On your Wednesday, cooler temperatures, mostly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of rain in the evening, then clear after midnight with your lows in the upper 50s. Thursday, sunny skies and your highs in the upper 70s. On your Thursday night, clear and cool with your lows in the mid-50s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at Facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.